The Elf of the Rose. Andersen. In the midst of a garden grew a rosebush in full bloom, and in the prettiest of all the roses lived an elf. He was such a tiny little thing that no human eye could see him, and was as well formed and as beautiful as a little child could be. And he had wings that stretched from his shoulders to his feet. Behind each rose petal was a room of the elf's house. And oh, what a delightful fragrance there was in each room, and the walls were so bright and beautiful. These walls were, of course, the delicate pink petals of the flower. All day long, the elf played in the sun, flying from flower to flower, dancing on the wings of butterflies, and measuring how many steps it would take him to travel all the roads and paths on the leaf of a linden tree. These roads and paths were what we call the veins on a leaf, and they were seemingly endless paths for the tiny elf. Then it grew cold, the dew fell and the wind blew. The elf thought it was best to return home. He hurried as fast as he could, but the rose had already closed up and he could not get in. He looked around, not a single rose was open. The poor little elf was very frightened. He never been out at night before and he had always slept peacefully behind the warm rose petals. He remembered that there was a pavilion at the other end of the garden covered with beautiful honeysuckle. The flowers looked like large painted horns, and he thought he would go and sleep in one of them until the morning came. He flew thither. But when he got there, two humans were sitting in the pavilion covered in honeysuckle, a handsome young man and a beautiful young lady. They sat side by side and wished they would never have to be apart. "But we must part," said the young man. "Your brother does not look well on our engagement, and sends me so far away on business, over mountains and lakes. Farewell, my sweet bride." And then they kissed, and the girl wept. Then she gave him a rose, but before handing it to him, she put the flower against her lips and kissed it so fervently that the flower opened. The little elf took his chance to fly into the flower and laid his head back on the beautiful, fragrant walls. Resting against the petals of the rose, he could hear the lover's heart-wrenching farewell, and he felt the rose being placed on the young man's breast. Oh, how his heart did beat! It thumped so loudly that the little elf could not go to sleep. The rose did not stay on the man's breast for long. As he made his way through the dark forest alone, he kissed the flower so often and with such force that the little elf was almost crushed inside. The elf could feel through the petal how the young man's lips burned, and the rose itself opened as if from the heat of the midday sun. The little elf could feel how much love the man had for the beautiful young lady he would never see again. And that night he slept poorly and promised himself never to venture so far from his rose again.